Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much. Joining me today, it's my pleasure to be part of your day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm excited about having Ben McConnell back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Ben's an old friend of ours and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and he and Jackie Huba are the authors of a brand new book, their first book, Creating Customer Evangelists, was an absolutely outstanding addition to the way we think about marketing. And their new book is hitting the streets with the same kind of buzz and excitement, Citizen Marketers, When People Are the Message. And as I say, Ben is our friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's great to be back.
It's good to have you back. Congratulations on your new book.
Thank you very much.
By the way, folks, a number of people are saying now that Ben and Jackie are the top marketing minds in the country, including that guy Seth Godin that a lot of people know about. But I want you to know, long before Seth Godin said you guys were some of the great marketing minds, the top 30 great marketing minds in the country, I was telling my audience about you.
So. Jim, you have been like a key linchpin in everything.
It's all leveraged off of me, hasn't it, Ben? It's always about me, and I love that. I love that about me. Hey, Ben, seriously, what I like about what you're saying here about citizen marketers is how compatible it is, and it's a wonderful connection with another issue I've been talking about on the show quite a bit lately, and that's Web 2.0, or what some of my friends call the new internet. I've got some really forward-thinking folks who call it the new internet. They don't like Web 2.0. And then I've got some people say that they like Web 2.0, but they don't like the new internet. And they're both talking about the same thing. And when you talk about citizen marketers, that's all marketing 2.0, isn't it?
It's basically taking the four P's of marketing, which have been around for 40-some years, and we're advocating adding a fifth P to it, which is participation. And a lot of it is based on the internet and the interaction or sociability of you with your customers and your customers with one another.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about what the other four P's are.
Well, the four P's of marketing are basically price and how you determine your price, the promotions and how people find out about you, the product itself and what it is that you're selling, and then the place, how it's distributed across the marketplace, whether you sell it yourself or you sell it through channels.
Right. And then the fifth P is the participation, and that is very Web 2.0, the ability for people to really go off on their own and start creating buzz, start creating content. These are our customers, aren't they, Ben?
Our customers, as we've talked about over the last few years, can be your best salespeople or some of your most effective salespeople. And now kind of what has evolved into today's interactions with the internet and what customers are doing, very much so, are they're creating their own content. And they're doing this because the tools for creating content are so easy now and so affordable, in many cases free, that people are creating content about products, brands, people, or organizations on their own.
It's amazing, and I've seen this. I know of some of these sites that are out there where people are talking about, they're finding little communities to go and participate with to talk about products that they like, and they move back and forth. It's like this little running conversation with people that they'll never meet. And they're out there talking about you and your companies, maybe for good, maybe for ill, right, Ben?
And there's at least 48 million Americans who are doing that on a regular basis.
Wow, that's one sixth of the population in the United States.
If you take 300 million Americans, at least 48 million of them are creating content. That means they're writing their own blogs, they're creating their own podcasts, they're shooting their own video and uploading it to YouTube, or they're creating their own spaces on MySpace, and they're doing it on a fairly regular and consistent basis. Now, a lot of times it's not about, consistently about products or brands or their experiences with companies. It could just be their own diaries, personal diaries. But many times it can be about what you as Mr. or Miss Business Person are doing and the experience or the effect that you're having on them.
If they enjoyed themselves or if they didn't enjoy themselves, it actually is a two-edged sword, isn't it, Ben?
Well, yeah, the more that you deliver a fantastic experience or a noteworthy or remarkable product, the better your chances of having somebody talk about that and comment about it.
In a positive way.
In a positive way. But if you are not as customer-focused as you could be or should be, or you have employees who are delivering poor experiences or frustrating customers to the nth degree, it can absolutely work against you, and it can scale in new and, for businesses that don't really care too much, in scary ways.
Well, see, if you don't do a good job with me, I'm just going to grumble about it, because I don't have time to go to these sites and write up about it. But if God forbid, you should hack off some of these people out there who have no life, they don't have anything to do, or they're off their meds, Ben, which people I have seen before, and sometimes I hear from them about different things. You know, they're not mad at me, they're mad at something else, and they write to me, and, what are you going to do about this blasting game, they say. And you know, when you get those folks, I mean, that's where this can get dangerous, isn't it?
Well, after we spent a good year or so looking at all the 48 million people and the content that they're creating on a regular basis about products, brands, people, or organizations, we were able to divide them into four categories. And the four categories, and the first category that you're talking about, are what we call the firecrackers. And the firecrackers can just go off like a pack of firecrackers. And, you know,
they're the ones who are off their meds, and they're the ones where when you know, some of these sites, you actually can see how many times they posted to that site. It'll actually tell you that. And some of them have like 10,000 posts in the last 6 months or something like that.
And, you know, it's something that's interesting about the firecrackers and people who create content on a regular basis is that for them, whether it's good content or negative content, it's something of a hobby.
It's an avocation for them, isn't it?
And it's you know, if we were to look at it even a little bit deeper or sociologically, when people are creating content about their lives or about products or brands, it has to do with their self-identification.
Exactly. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the other three groups of these citizen marketers and what you can do about it, good or bad, right after these messages, 20 after. Ben McConnell is our guest. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. It's there for you. No barrier to entry, which is very Web 1.0 and Web 2.0 as well. Ben McConnell is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He and the very talented Jackie Huba are the authors of Citizen Marketers. And Ben, I want to thank you for, I'm going to congratulate you, I should say, on the successful partnership that you have with Jackie. I know basically she carries you most of the time, but you be sure to tell her I said that.
And, well, not only talented, but lovely as well.
Well, that's exactly right. I have seen her picture, no question about it. She's the lovely side of the, and the smart side of the pair. Anyway, congratulations on that great partnership. And the book is called Citizen Marketers, When People Are the Message. Give us the website and tell us where it's available, please.
Citizenmarketers.com. And it's available, should be on the front table of every Barnes & Noble across the country, and, of course, also available on Amazon.com.
So if I understand what I've read of your stuff and what we've talked about, a citizen marketer is really, now you've been talking about customer evangelists for a long time. In your first book, on the cover, you've got a guy standing there with a megaphone in his mouth, and he's yelling out, you know, something about his favorite vendor, his favorite small business. That was customer evangelists. With citizen marketers, these guys don't have megaphones. They got computers, don't they?
They have computers, and they know how to scale what they're talking about so that they not only are talking about stuff on a regular basis and becoming the messenger as well as the message itself, but they know how to bring other people into their own community and creating communities that mm-hmm. are built around products or brands.
But what if happens, and I want to get back to the other three groups, by the way, in a second, but what happens, here's the dangerous part to me, Ben. You know that I'm with you on this, and I believe in your customer evangelist ideas. We've talked about it on the show many times before, but it also, with this kind of leverage, the leverage of the internet, this actually has the potential in some places to turn ugly, doesn't it?
It can, but I don't think that it's as common or as fearsome or fear-inducing as people think it might be. I think, by and large, the vast majority of businesses are working very hard and very honestly to deliver a quality service or a quality product.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are occasional slips in quality, and I think most business people really try hard to ensure that that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what happens with the internet is that when people have a genuinely bad experience and talk about that, and that builds momentum because other people are having that same experience, and that should be a very early warning call for any business person to get their act together and straighten things up in wherever the problem is.
Can I make an observation? I'd like to make an observation about how to use this information as another customer. If you're a potential customer of a company or a product, and you see something written up that's undesirable about that company, if it's clearly a report where someone says, I went here, I gave them my money, they gave me this stuff, it didn't work and they didn't fix it, I'm not happy about this. Okay, that's good. You need to pay attention to that. But if you see running commentary with, you know, the same person involved and they continue to, it's like they're feeding the fire, I would start discounting the you know, how bad that was, and maybe it's starting to become more about the poster than it is about the poster, the person posting, than it is about the issue. What do you think, Ben?
Well, that could be the possibility. If that is the case, though, one thing that I think a lot of people who are commenting on a regular basis want and crave is recognition. They want somebody to actually talk to them.
Right.
And if you can do that, if you can reach out and say, okay, you know, we really want to try to get to the heart of what's going on here. If that doesn't solve the problem, and my guess is 9 out of 10 times it will solve the problem, then, yeah, you're dealing with somebody who's got other issues.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about the other three.
Well, besides firecrackers, people who are creating content on a regular basis are facilitators, people who are actually kind of bringing people together to talk about, like, root beer or to talk about dry cleaning or whatever kind of
industry. Oh, that's one of my favorite topics, dry cleaning, yes.
And there's also filters, people who are actually focused on a specific brand or a product, and they're gathering all the information that's out there that's going on about that product or that service. And then finally, there's the firecrackers themselves, which we talked about earlier. And they're the ones who, like, create a video about trying to open a package or their experience with Diet Coke and Mentos and how those two together will combine and explode into, you know, fun and new and interesting ways.
I think the perfect storm got created, Ben, my opinion, as the internet and as broadband connectivity emerged and it is as it has swelled. And I said 8 years ago, Ben, that when broadband connectivity became pretty diffused throughout the country, that the world would change. And that's what's happening right now. But I think the coincidence has been how the emergence of broadband and the devolution of television and nighttime television. The less there is on television, I think more people go to the internet.
There's over a billion people online around the world.
I know.
Right now.
I think if we had better nighttime television, Ben, there'd be fewer of these kinds of things. Hey, Ben, give us the website again, please.
Citizen citizenmarketers.com.
We got a lot more to talk about. Will you come back again and talk about Citizen Marketers again?
Absolutely, Jim.
We'll do it. Thanks a lot. Ben McConnell, ladies and gentlemen, he and Jackie Huba are the authors of this fine book. I'll be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.